This is The Sullivan Show
with Dean Sullivan
on City Talk 105.9.
Just coming up to a quarter to three, middle hour on The Sullivan Show, here on City Talk 105.9, a new production that's going to be premiered in Edinburgh, at the Edinburgh Festival, or the Fringe Festival. We'll be returning to Liverpool, to the World Court, all being well, if they raise enough money. Joining me now to talk about it, Barbara Phillips, Jasmine Joel and Leslie Gibson. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Barbara, Brand New World, tell us about it.
Brand New World is an urban adaptation of the story of Aladdin. We brought it bang up to date with the music. We've kept the fable side of it, but it's going to be something different. Lots of street dance, soulful music. Aladdin, you'll see more like a Michael Jackson, and the princess more like a Beyonce, and a touch of James Brown in there as well.
So when you say we, who do you mean by we?
We're an organisation called Positive Impact that was set up in 2002, basically to encourage young black talent into the industries.
Okay, so and how do you go about doing that? Do you have workshops?
We train in drama, singing, acting, writing for radio and television, you name it, we'll give it a go.
And is this, are young people sort of doing this on a full-time basis? Or is this
no,
something?
It's something that they do after school or if they're at college or work, in the evenings or on Saturdays.
Okay, good.
Absolutely free as well.
Oh, is it all free? It's so all who free. Funds it then?
It's funded by the likes of Children in Need and things like that. Anyone will give us anything, basically.
And serving a definite need, would you say?
Absolutely. I mean, I was writing in television for a while.
Well, you used to write for me, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah. Put the words in your mouth.
I've done many of your scripts. Yes, Brookside. Yeah.
And it was mainly set up to encourage other people to follow us into the industries. It was set up by professionals who'd been doing it for a living, but seeing there was a gap that nobody else was following us through, so we needed to go back to our roots, if you like, and encourage youngsters to get involved.
Excellent. Now, Leslie, you're involved. Bob was just saying there she put the words into my mouth. I think I put the words into your mouth on occasion.
That's right, kid. Always impersonated you all my life.
There we go.
That's it, hey, boss.
You don't know who you're listening to now, do you? What are you not about, you? Somebody did me doing a rant the other day. They went, oh, listen to your rant. And so off they went. Anyway, how did you get involved in this, Leslie?
Well, I did a bit of work for Barbara about... I did a work for Barbara about 10 years ago at the Merseyside Black Awards. John Barnes was there and other actors and stuff, and I did a spot on there, half an hour there, and I was doing John Barnes while he was sitting there in the audience.
Well, give us a bit of John Barnes, huh?
Well, or, you know, after 90 minutes, I'm sure you better get hungry, so, or, you know, after doing the Fox out, of course, you better get thirsty, so I'll have a bottle of, or looking at the transport, I guess you're thirsty fast, and I speak about 110 miles an hour.
Very good, very good. So what's your involvement in this piece?
I am playing the Vizier, who is the baddie.
Right.
And I have to trick the princess's father, who plays the Sultan, played by Eugene, great actor. So what I've got to do basically is change his mind and make him believe that I'm good enough to marry his daughter in the play. So I'm the baddie.
You're the baddie.
I'm going to get off with the young princess.
Who's with us, I think?
Guy.
Is that you,
yeah.
Jasmine?
And yeah. We're going to have 18 kids together, aren't we? And they're going to drive off in a Ferrari.
Is this in real life you're talking about?
No, in the play.
Oh, in the play. So, Ferrari, you play the princess, yes?
Yes,
how long have you been involved with the group?
Probably about 4 years now. I started when I was about 14. Well, I'm 19 now, so that'd be five. I started training, doing singing classes and drama workshops, and then eventually I was considered good enough to become a mentor to the younger kids, so I started taking some classes and singing with them and stuff, and now I'm part of their professional productions.
But when you first got involved with them, was this sort of thing not going on in your school?
No, if you wanted to do anything like that, you'd have to pay for it, and, you know, being a kid, I didn't really have that much money to go and pay for classes, so it was a great opportunity to do stuff I was interested in, apart from doing my academic stuff at school. I got chance to do singing, acting, which I'd never tried before, dancing, which I'd never tried before, and found little niches in all three.
And how did you find out about it?
It was through friends, really. My friends found out about it, went on the courses, and then I decided to follow suit.
Barbara, these workshops, they don't just involve, a theatrical performance, which is what we're talking about here, this piece, which is a musical piece,
yes,
and a prose piece as well. Also, I was just reading about a project that you had over at the BBC called The Grove.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It was, again, it was another initiative that we set up to get young writers involved. really it was leapfrogging the industry because we were giving those young people their first commission. Because although it was a Positive Impact production, because it was linked to the BBC, it meant that they could go to the likes of ITV, Channel 4 and say, I've had a commission for television. Because if you know about writing, it's chicken and the egg. Who have you worked with before? So it was great because we did receive a Sony nomination for that. So you can tell the talent is there. It just needs a chance to be brought.
So what was that particular series? It was a series, wasn't it, The Grove?
Yeah, it was. It was a series based on family life, kind of from the inner city. So it was like black and white families. Involved also, we had mentors like Lewis Emmerich, Bernie Foley. They were playing the parents. So it was professionals and youngsters who were getting their first chances of being involved in radio and drama, really.
And how would that, why is that sort of thing so valuable?
It's valuable because what you find is that there are limited opportunities. I think in Liverpool, right across the board, there are limited opportunities. So it kind of filled that little niche where Brookside was very good at bringing on absolute newcomers. And we tried to take that up as well, introducing newcomers who may not possibly, because they didn't have an agent, because they didn't go to the right drama school. It gave them a chance to just audition on a level playing field and work with the people who were working in the industry. So it was at a standard. It wasn't Mickey Mouse. If Lewis Emmerich's your father, he's not going to put himself out there for someone who can't act. So what we found was the established actors actually mentored the young people at the same time.
And was it quite deliberately aimed at black or mixed race people?
It was, yes, because, again, there was a niche. There was very limited character opportunities. I mean, even all the time I was at Brookside, there was very limited black characters that actually came through. I even found that unless I put in my notes, this person could be a black person. They weren't even invited to audition for the part.
They didn't even have that mindset.
Unless you put black actor or mugger or whatever else, it was never going to happen. So it was something that needed to happen, really.
What was interesting was I remember very, very, before Lewis got involved with Brookside many, many years ago, the then producer, Vanessa Whitburn, saying to me, do you know, we're thinking of introducing a black family into the show, which was going to be, you know, the family that Lewis was part of. And she said, do you know any black writers? You know, and that's how Morris got involved, okay. Morris Bestman, because I was working with Morris on the Merseysiders. On BBC Radio Merseyside. And that's how he got involved. But I remember thinking at the time, why would you necessarily need a black writer to write for a black family? What would your response be to that?
I guess it's fresh voices and experience that you... But I don't think you have to be... I mean, I wrote for every character in Brookside, so I don't think that you have to be specific. It helps if you know or bother to learn to know about the characters that you're writing for. I think that's the great difference. And definitely the fresh voices and the experience would be a number one for me.
OK, now, we're talking about this project. It's going up to Edinburgh, to the Fringe, I take it. Yeah, and how many people are going up with it then?
There's going to be about, in all, because cast and crew, there's going to be just about 27 of us who are going up to put it all together. It's a fantastic opportunity because we weren't even thinking about it at the beginning of the year. We were aiming for the Royal Court Theatre, and just the young people suggested that we put it in because there was like an audition process where you put your ideas into the people who are putting together musical theatre. And when they said that they liked our stuff, it was kind of like, you had to kind of say there and then, let's do it, let's go for it, even before we got the money. And this is the position we're in now, because it is a fantastic opportunity. It's the marketplace.
And where's it going to? Whereabouts in Edinburgh?
It's called the George One Theatre, which is this year especially being created for musical theatre. So from our point of view, we're in the right place at the right time, because there's a lot happening with musical theatre in the city at the moment. There's a lot of stink about the likes of Andrew Lloyd Webber's hogging up the theatres for 25 years. And because we don't have like a fringe like they do in off-Broadway or anything like that. So there is a big movement in trying to get new voices and also new audience to the theatre, because if it stays as it is with the older generation going to theatre, British theatre will die off. We've got to encourage new audience to theatre, and I think we can do this with this young production.
Brilliant. Now, the 20-odd people going up there, Leslie, so how long are you all going for? A week?
A week, yeah.
So it's going to cost a lot of money.
Well, we need to raise money for the transport there and transport to and from the theatre while we're there.
Venue hire.
And hotel, you'll be sending a hotel.
Well, houses, I think. Yeah. I think the whole.
Renting.
The whole of Edinburgh move out. Yeah. And the
Scousers take over. That's happened before. So, what sort of things are you doing to raise the money then, Jasmine?
We've been performing and doing showcases and stuff to raise money. You know, the general raffles, and we also part of a production called Strictly Motown, and we put that on for people, and any money that we raise from that gets put towards the Edinburgh Fund as well.
So not long to go, though, is it?
Not long at all, but we like a challenge.
Oh, yeah, well, there's certainly a challenge. So how much are you hoping to raise?
We're hoping to raise, in all, £25,000 to get up there.
Okay.
Basically, it is venue hire publicity, because there are 2,000 shows on throughout the festival.
It's massive. I love going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Because
it's my first time. A couple of the others have been, but for the youngsters, it's the first time that they've ever been out there, and it is
a massive opportunity.
The show is absolutely brilliant, Dean. Mm. I mean, the music that's been written and the script, it's fantastic.
Is it all fresh music, new music?
Yeah, it's new music. It's not like cover versions of anything, because the first time I met the cast and everything in Soxteth, and I listened to Jasmine singing with Zane and with Julian, who plays the genie, and met Eugene, who plays the Sultan. I mean, the music's just great, and it's I'm a home singer.
Any plans to record any of it as well?
Well, who knows? I mean, if the show were to be successful, there is always a soundtrack that goes with it, and it would be great, because if we were to make money out of the soundtrack, we could put it back into the train, and because it is social enterprise, what we do is we make money to continue what we do. You know, the funding in the city is... It's on its way out, so people to survive, or groups like us to survive doing what we do for free, we have to generate our own income. So there are many reasons why we're trying to do this, not just for the show going to Edinburgh, to continue with the work that we've done for the past 5 years.
And when does it come to, you've got your date for the Royal Court?
We have,
Is that firmed up?
Yeah, it's the 23rd of October to the 25th, so we're on for 3 performances in our city, where we wanted to do it first, but because there's so much happening in Capital of Culture, we're doing our world premiere in Edinburgh, but definitely we're going to be in Royal Court.
Well, I'll forgive you for that, because before we started, I said, why aren't you doing that in Liverpool? You know, it's but as you said, you know, the city, of course, is so busy at the moment, which is great, which is fantastic. But lovely to hear that you're coming back in to the World Court in...
When October. Was
it? October, great. And I wish you the best of luck raising all that money.
Can I just say, we do have a website. It's positiveimpactuk.com, and... donations are greatly appreciated. We really need your support. We need the city behind us, because it has taken a bit of the Capital of Culture to Edinburgh.
Well, come back and tell us how it goes in Edinburgh, won't you?
That's right, get behind us. That's our rant. That's our rant.
And maybe next time you come on, maybe you could have a couple of people come on and maybe sing something for us.
Certainly.
Definitely.
Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
That's that new production of Brand New World, which is going up to the Edinburgh Fringe up there, and then coming back to the Royal Court. If you feel inclined to put your hand in your pockets, then please do so. You can get the details on our webpage if you want to make a contribution. Thank you to Barbara, Jasmine and Leslie there talking about Brand New World, which is Positive Impact's production that is going to Edinburgh. You're listening to me, Dean Sullivan, on The Sullivan Show here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, still to come. We're getting out of the studio and into the City Cafe.